USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama is conducting a cattle exclusion pilot project for portions of Randolph and St. Clair counties. John Curtis, NRCS resource conservationist, says this project is designed for some sensitive watershed areas.
Well, this is a new kind of pilot project this year for Alabama to focus on cattle exclusion. We've got some counties up in central Alabama that, you know, the topography's steep, they run a lot of cattle, and the cows are, you know, in the creeks, and we want to get them out.
He said the main focus is to promote good water quality.
So Randolph and St. Clair counties were, you know, promoting this project to try to get farmers to fence the cows out of the creek, you know, out of wet areas, out of ponds. We would go in through the EQIP program and provide assistance for that. Then we would also, you know, provide them an alternative water source, a well and a pump and a trough and a pipeline, just to kind of promote water quality. There's several watersheds in that area that are source waters for cities, you know, for reservoirs and things. So we get the cows out of the creek and get them drinking somewhere else and promote good rotational grazing. We think it'll be a benefit for the farmer and for the people that live downstream as well.
And Curtis said this pilot project is being funded through money from the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP.
We've taken a special pot of money from in the state and designated it for this project. And it's kind of a special project. It's kind of a first come, first serve. So people need to get out and get into the office and sign up. The DCs will go do a field visit and we'll get everything rolling from there.
Again, this cattle exclusion pilot project is taking place in Randolph and St. Clair counties as landowners in those counties are being encouraged to see if they are in the targeted areas. For more information, just stop by your local USDA NRCS field office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.